offering consular assistance, but nothing out of the ordinary. Here is VOA correspondent Phil Mercer.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Assange, who was born in the Queensland city of Townsville, will get no special treatment.
We support Australians in those cases by providing that consular assistance. So Mr. Assange will get the same support that any other Australian would in these circumstances. He's not going to be given any special treatment. He'll get the same treatment as everybody else. He'll get the same support as everyone else.
Campaigners in Australia consider Assange's arrest and possible extradition to Sweden or the US as a threat to investigative journalism.
Phil Mercer of VOA filed that report. To stay on top of all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News app. This is VOA News. Sudan's intelligence chief resigned today, one day after the defense minister quit following the military's overthrow of the civilian government. The defense minister, General Awad Mohamed Ahmed Ibn Auf, stepped down Friday as the head of the Transitional Military Council after serving only one day in that position. He made the announcement as demonstrators in the streets of Khartoum called for a faster end to autocratic rule and worsening economic conditions. Malta's prime minister has announced on Twitter that four European Union countries, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg, will take the 64 migrants who were rescued by a German ship off the coast of Libya 10 days ago and taken to Malta. Those rescued include 10 women, 5 children, and a newborn baby. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded 3 Syrian soldiers. The state news agency says several buildings were destroyed in the early Saturday attack. Israel has launched a number of raids against what it says are Iranian targets in Syria and insists it will not tolerate Iran establishing a presence in Syria near Israel's borders. Here in Washington, the Trump administration has suffered another federal court defeat over immigration. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay that blocked a ruling that told the Trump administration it couldn't send the migrants back into Mexico to await their asylum hearings because the policy failed to evaluate the dangers these people face in Mexico. The government appealed, saying Judge Richard Seaborg's ruling was erroneous and it endangers the public during a humanitarian crisis at the border. The original injunction was sought by civil rights groups who are suing to change the policy. The lawsuit and the appeals process could take months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Along with massive protests, Algeria is also facing serious economic problems, which has helped to drive the current unrest. While the North African country is rich in oil and gas, it has failed to diversify its economy, and unemployment is high. For VOA, here is Lisa Bryant.
Another Friday, another mass protest in Algeria. Once again, thousands of people took to the streets calling for the country's leadership to go. Although there were reports of clashes and arrests this time, the largely peaceful demonstrations that began in February show Algerians want a complete overhaul of a political system that has been in place since independence. But the protests are also about the economy.
The economy is not in a very good shape, obviously.
Alexandre Kateb is a Paris-based analyst and served as an economic advisor for a recent former Algerian prime minister, Abdelmalek Sellal.
The protest is, as you might say, the last straw on the back of the camel.
Lisa Bryan, reporting for VOA, filed that report. For more news, you can go online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.